my name is Sophia and I'm 17 years old.
Hi, my name is Ariel and I'm 16 years old, and today our topic of discussion will be abortion.
Today we will be talking to Iris Aguirre about her views on abortion.
So what is your opinion on abortion?
My opinion on abortion is that I am pro-choice.
What does pro-choice mean?
Pro-choice means that it's the female's own decision if she wants to abort the baby or not.
Under what circumstances would you say that abortion should be allowed? Under all of them, like completely legal, or just for, you know, because people tend to talk about rape victims and stuff like that.
I feel like under any circumstance, I think it's your decision. It's a woman's own body. You can't tell a woman what to do with their own body. So under any circumstance, even if they got pregnant on accident, if they don't want the baby, they don't have the money for the baby, they got raped, it's their choice.
Okay. And there's a term called late-term abortion, and it's passed it's in the second trimester, I believe, when abortions are performed, and they're pretty brutal. They're basically forcefully pulling the baby out of you, like piece by piece. So do you agree that this should be allowed, or should it just be only the first trimester that you're allowed to get an abortion?
With that, I feel like it's only should be the first trimester, because after that, I feel like, I know it's gonna sound bad, but I feel like in the first trimester, the baby is still being born. It's not really trying to, it doesn't really have a heartbeat as much. It doesn't really have enough functions of its own to call it a human. And it sounds kind of mean, but I only believe the first trimester, and that's the only time where the baby is not really human enough to be considered a baby.
Do you think women would have the choice to abort if they knew something was going to be wrong with the baby? Let's say, for example, in the second trimester, they tell them, your baby's going to have a difficulty breathing, or he's going to have heart problems. Do you think they should be able to abort this baby?
I feel like yes, if it's going to affect them in the end. I mean, I don't know if you've ever heard stories where it's just something wrong with the baby, and it's either you save the baby or the wife, or like they're both going to die. I feel like in that circumstance, yes, they should be allowed to abort the baby, because it's going to affect their own health, and which one would you want to live? It sounds kind of cruel, but would you want to save your life and be able to produce more kids later on, or save that baby's life and then you're done already? Another circumstance is if, say, like the child is missing a chromosome, if they, like, say they have dwarfism, or they're gonna be, what's the word?
Like suffering
Down
throughout
syndrome?
Life.
Yeah, Down syndrome. Or like, yeah, if they're gonna be suffering through life, I don't believe they should get an abortion of that. If there's something wrong with the kid, I feel like they should have it, and then if they don't want the kid, then give it away.
Okay. Do you really think making abortions illegal will stop women from performing their own abortions? And this would be really, like, lots of health risks. There's been deaths and lots of consequences from performing their own abortions.
I mean, that's why I believe in pro-choice, because it's their own decision. If they want to go ahead and take those health risks themselves and try to abort the baby if it's illegal, then that's their own decision. That's the whole point of pro-choice. It's their decision. They want to put themselves in that risk, they can do that.
Okay.
But do you think, like, the government should be the one to decide for this woman to live or to be risking their own lives? Or should they just, like, say abortion is illegal, like, back then, they used to perform abortions illegally, and this would cause thousands of deaths. That is why it became legally. So by doing this, do you think there will be more deaths?
Yes, I believe so, because you don't know what you're getting yourself into. And for your first question, I don't think the government should decide if a woman should have an abortion or not, because if you look at the government, there's women, but it's mainly made up of men. And men are basically telling women what to do with their body. And I don't think that's correct in any type of way. And I mean, they shouldn't tell them, no, you can have an abortion, yes, you can have an abortion. I feel like they should just make it legal. That way they know women are still living, women are able to get this abortion. Yes, there should be limitations, like not going to the second trimester, or you can abort because of this and so, but I feel like there should be, there shouldn't be any allowance of the government having a safe child, if a woman should have an abortion or not.
Okay, this be it for Iris. Thank you so much for your opinions about abortion.
Thank you very much.
And now we have Ariel giving us her opinion on abortion. Okay, Ariel, what's your opinion about abortion?
I'm pro-life, and so that would mean that I think that it shouldn't be, to some extent, abortion should be illegal.
And what makes you feel this way about it?
Well, I just believe that we all should take responsibility of our actions, so in the event that, you know, you end up getting pregnant and it was your fault, you know, there's ways to prevent pregnancy, like birth control and stuff like that. And you decide that you just don't want it. I mean, it was your consequences, your actions that led to it. And I don't feel like you should be able to make the decision on whether or not a baby should be brought into this world just because you made a mistake.
Okay, so you think do you think that is why there's an age restriction on abortion?
Yes, I do believe that's why there's an age restriction, because, you know, basically there's a lot of teens, like, it's not a secret, there's a lot of teens having unprotected sex, and if abortion were to be available for all ages, I feel like the rates would go pretty high because of all of the teen pregnancy.
And with that said, do you think Trump's movement on making abortion illegal is right, or...
Well, I do believe to some extent, like I said, it's right, but, you know, my opinion could be swayed based on, like, certain experiences that people might have, like, you know, rape victims or babies. There's tests that can be run to detect illnesses in babies pretty early, like certain tests. Like, if your baby isn't going to have quality of life, that's when I believe, like, if a life isn't worth living, there's no reason to bring someone into this world to suffer. So that's when my opinion would change. And so I think Trump's actions to make abortion illegal should be restricted to just, you know, accidents, mistakes, stuff like that.
Okay, so with that said, do you think making abortions illegal is going to really stop women or teens, for example, to abort?
I don't think so. I think people are going to do what they want when they want it, but obviously, you know, if you're not doing having abortions the safe way, there's all of the risks that you could run, and so you're basically putting your own life in danger, and it's up to you if you want to make that decision for yourself. So
okay, well, I think that's it on your opinion. Thank you very much, Ariel.
Thank you.
That concludes our podcast. Thank you so much for listening.